This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. It's budget day as the full House considers HB 1.
HB 1 as it stands right now is an absolute disaster.
I think it's a deplorable piece of legislation.
I believe that at the end, the solutions and the funding and everything's going to work out.
One of the many crucial issues is funding for the public-private partner hospitals. The governor's budget defunded 4 of the 9. Then House appropriations spread the cuts around, giving each some money, but none enough. Baton Rouge Republican Barry Ivey.
Obviously, the pain has been spread out, you know, across the board, which I believe is a good way to do it. Not trying to saddle any one particular provider with a major burden there.
Alexandria's Chris Hazel, also Republican, is relieved his regional hospital has some funding rather than losing the partnership entirely.
That would decimate us. We don't have another alternative.
Monroe Democrat Marcus Hunter views the change as jeopardizing the entire public hospital system.
I think it's aimed at cuts that are to the least of us, to the people who can least afford to take care of themselves.
How will the voting go? Minden Democrat Gene Reynolds says,
unless something changes, my vote on HB 1 would be no.
Ivy seems confident it will change with more money available.
There are other funds that are not currently recognized that could be used. Because the governor and the legislature is wanting to present an honest budget, we can't include those monies.
And more than a few lawmakers sum up the situation the way Hazel does.
We all know that it's not a finished product. Whatever we leave here, it's going to the other side, and it's going to be eventually in conference.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.